You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm told, Drew, that the heavy storm we had moved through the northern part of Illinois and had some impact here in our part of the world yesterday has moved off to the east and is causing some serious problems there. Can you take us through some of the storm totals and what it really means to the United States?
Well, some of the totals have been fairly impressive, running in general 4 to 11 inches, but there's been some totals as high as 14 coming out of actually northern parts of Illinois, and some of the heavier snows in the eastern parts of the Midwest have caused some significant travel issues, obviously. In fact, we've had a lot of travel issues across the Midwest. The good news is that the majority of the storm system is winding down. In fact, it's already out of the majority of the Midwest at this time. And we still have a lot of cloudiness hanging on behind the system, and we've got some cool air, but mostly nothing more than a few flakes of snow every once in a while in the heart of the region. So we are going to move in the right direction now with some improving conditions for a little while. And I say a little while because we do have another storm system that will be brewing in the central U.S. plains as we get into Friday and to Saturday. So we're going to have a couple of days here where the weather is going to be a little bit better. But one of the concerns I have at the moment is that we've put down a lot of snow. There's a lot of moisture standing on top of the ground in the form of snow. And over these next 2 days, we're going to start a warming trend, and we'll start melting it fairly quickly, especially as we move from Friday into Saturday. And the rapid snow melt will likely create some significant runoff on its own. But right after that, we bring in the second storm system, and it overruns most of the Midwest from late Saturday night, actually, into Monday. And some areas can get 1 to 2 inches of rainfall from this new storm system. So adding that on top of the runoff from the current snow that we have out there could create some issues with low-lying flooding in some locations. I don't think we're going to do a lot of damage to winter wheat, but it might create some more travel issues on some roads that go through those lower areas. So it's going to be an interesting few days. Very sloppy, that's for sure.
Turn your attention to the beginning of the growing season in the United States. Tell me how Texas is proceeding. Some corn planting happening there, but not much really happening in the Deep South or the Delta regions because I think they've been awfully wet.
Yes, it has. Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, southern Arkansas, those are places where the planting of corn is quite often getting rather aggressive at this point in time, and they have not been able to do that thus far. The same is true for southern Georgia, southern Alabama, northern Florida. Those areas over there in the southeast corner of the country got deluges of rain here as recently as last week, and it's really much too wet for a field work to advance. On the other side of the coin, in South Texas, it's been very dry, and some of the irrigated land is being worked, but a lot of the rain-fed cropland is just not, it's just too parched, and we're going to have to wait for a significant rain event to come along to make a difference for them. Now, as we go forward through the coming week, the lower parts of the Delta will probably see the best opportunity for planting. The conditions will get much better there, starting really tomorrow and going into Saturday. They'll have some warmer temperatures and continuation of drier conditions. So if there's going to be any aggressive field work, it's going to be right there in the southern parts of the Delta. Everybody else is going to have to fight for getting into the fields for a while longer. And again, we are very concerned about Texas and Mexico, for that matter. It's extremely dry down there the third year in a row.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. And that wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'll see some of you this evening in Logan County at the Illinois Extension Building. I'm Todd Gleason.